Welcome back on Foreign Exchange Impact 103. My name is Jay Ross, and you know what? We're on the second hour. A lot of exciting things about to happen, bro. You know, Griff, I got this main man on the studio today. My homie.
That's my dude right there.
That's my dude, bro. It's my dude. You know, so for those who don't know, we got Mr. Temengosi Phantsi here on Foreign Exchange Live on Impact 103. Yeah? Griff?
He don't want to talk. He don't want to say hello or good morning or good afternoon. You're going to have him over there with his glasses on. Let me tell y'all something. These people is too cool for me on a Saturday right now, dog. It's Black History Month in America. It's too much. It's too much sunshine in that room.
Yo, bro, look at me, you know? Yeah. The future is so bright. You need glasses.
Exactly. How you been, baby?
No, I'm great, man. Great. I'm blessed. And how you doing?
I'm always awesome. We're going to talk to our good friend and find out what he's doing in SA right now. But when we come back, man, we got Bible verses. We got guests. We got all kind of stuff. You listening to Foreign Exchange on Impact 103.
It's definitely not over till it's over. You're still listening to Impact 103, and this is Foreign Exchange. We are chilling with my main man, Mr. Temengosi Phantsi. Bro?
Yeah,
Jim. Yo, man, thank you for coming on the show, bro. It's an honor to have you here, bro.
No, it's great to be here. Thanks for the invite, eh?
Yeah, man. You know, Rory, we've got dudes that do big things.
Yeah, I can see.
We call dudes that do big things, bro. I mean, in the first hour, we had Ngubeka Mbatha, and he's a giant in his industry. And now we've got this main man here.
Yeah.
You know, another giant in the industry that you're in, bro.
Yeah.
I want you to just, you know, tell the Impact listeners who you are. And
No, thank you so much. Great to be here. I'm a fan of the show. I'm a fan of the station. You know, I listen to Impact. My family listen to Impact. So it's great to be here.
Wow.
My name is Temengosi Phantsi, as you've mentioned. Born and bred in a farm near the Kremstown in the Eastern Cape. So, yeah, I always tell people that when I say I was born in a farm, it doesn't mean that my family was owning the farm. They were laborers there. that's me. That's my background. And I love the Lord. I'm saved. And he watches over my life and over my family. That's who I am. I'm in the motor industry, industry that I love, I'm passionate about. I believe that I'm doing the Lord's work in that space. And God carries us every day, and He protects us every day. And I'm blessed to be able to do the stuff that I'm doing in the industry. And it's not because of my own doing, as I always say, you know. It's a grace from above.
Amen and amen.
Man, you being all humble, and we appreciate the humble. We love that when they come on Impact 103, they can bring it down some. Man, this dude is a boss. You understand me? He picked us up in 19 Audis.
Yeah.
If you go online right now and look at the pray video from Anointed Friends, when they landed in South Africa, these four women from New Jersey, first thing they you know, here they are hearing stories from everybody in America. I think you got to take 21 shots when you go there. And as soon as they land, they get picked up in a fleet of brand new Audis, man. Yeah, I just want to say thank you on behalf of me and Roz Thompson, who's listening right now in New Jersey, man. Thank you for the sponsorship and thank you for the collaboration.
No, anytime. You're most welcome. And I'm glad that you enjoy those Audis. You must just remember, every time you come to South Africa now, just hit JR, and JR is going to hit me, and then we're going to hit with the Audis. How's that?
Gassi worship.
Let me tell you something. I'll be there at the end of March, dog.
Yeah.
Audi, dog.
Here we go.
Without, obviously what Griff is talking about, family, I don't think the Impact listeners know. So when Roz, who he's talking about, an Anointed Friends touchdown for the Kasi Worship concert last year. Audi Bromfontein. Center was the official sponsor for Kasi Worship concert. Get that right. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So it's the Kasi Worship brand with Audi, which partnership. Then I want to say thank you, bro. Thank you for seeing the vision and believing in what we're doing, and obviously, you know, spreading the word of the Lord.
Yeah.
And I just wanted to say, in that space that you are, you know, as a born again believer, you know, how difficult is it to be a Christian and running in that? I know it's a circular space, you know.
Yeah.
Can you give me just a bit of a background on how that looks like?
Yeah. No, look, I think when it comes to Christian, being a Christian and being in business, I mean, there's a very fine line.
Yeah.
In terms of doing right. All right, because your heart tells you so, because God speaks to you vis-a-vis what you need to do for the business.
Sure.
You know, there's a very, very fine line, and all the time you have to keep on reminding yourself that yes, you're running a business, but then don't lose your values. Don't lose who you are, what you believe in.
Come on.
And I do believe that a lot of leaders out there, we tend to lose our values and lose what we believe in just to try and fit in within the industry.
Sure.
Just to try and fit in within the business. But I believe that God works everywhere. It doesn't matter what you do. God works everywhere. Don't change who you are simply because you're trying to fit in. Stick to your values. Stick to what God is all about. And I promise you everything will fall into place. So I wouldn't say it's difficult, but you have to keep on reminding yourself every morning who you are, what you stand for, and who is your higher power.
Yeah, hold it right there, bro. I mean, family, please hit us up on the WhatsApp line. You know, if you got some words for my brother, Mr. Temikozi Panzi, and, you know, Mr. Griff, the number is 071-364-0376. We'll be back with my brother. He's still here. You're still listening to Impact 103. This is Foreign Exchange, family. Wow, what a time to be alive. The Lord is good, and His mercies endure forever. We're still sitting here with Tembi Nkosi, and, you know, Tembi, I just want to know, bro, like, what is it like, bro? What is it like to lead so many people? And again, in that space where you are, you know, knowing that it is a circular space, it is a, you know, you need to again, like you said, you can't lose your values and all of that, but obviously now you that balance, you know what I'm saying, between your family, between at work, and then also being a Christian, bro.
Look, I think it goes back to who you are, Jay, and again what you believe in. Look, it's not, you know, it's not easy to lead any organization. It doesn't matter. It can be five people. It can be 30 people.
Tell me about it.
In my case, you know, our dealership, the Audi Center Bramfontein, we've got about 45 people in that business, and that's not the only people I have to look after. You know, I mean, I've got the whole industry, if I can put it that way.
Yeah.
From the Automobile Dealers Association point of view, so it's not easy. You encounter different people.
Yeah.
Different backgrounds, different cultures.
Sure.
And to try and navigate that, it just requires you to be J. Ross.
Yeah.
J. Ross, who loves the Lord, who believes in the Lord, who shares the love, and who's passionate about what he does. And that's what I do every single day, you know, is to carry myself the way God want me to carry myself and try and be a good disciple. It's either I lead people or I don't lead people. You know? You just have to be yourself.
Yeah. Sure.
How about that? Listen, I got a question. Let's keep it real.
Yeah.
How you tell people who got 800 Rand that they are not ready to have an Audi yet? Like, how do you tell somebody How you tell somebody who caught the bus and don't have a job, want to get a job, be the car they need right now in this particular space?
Yeah. No, Mr. Cliff, I think it's honesty is everything. You know, it doesn't help for me to try and paint a picture of something that I know you cannot get to. So honestly,
no, Maim Baba. No, Maim. No, Maim.
It doesn't work in the car industry. It doesn't work, man. It doesn't work. If you can't afford it, move on to the next, you know?
Exactly.
It's not personal, you know?
So, Rory?
Yeah, Tamingos, yeah, it's great to have you on the show, man.
No, thank you, my
I just want to ask one question, man. So, your journey is so inspiring, and I really want to hear it from the horse's mouth.
Yeah.
What keeps you going? Because, you know, you can achieve, like, so many things and attain your goals, but then you can't just, like, be comfortable and just, you know, rest on your laurels. What keeps you wanting to achieve more?
Yeah. No, look, man, I think it's the tough upbringing that makes me, or that made me, to keep on pushing and try to better my life. I mean, growing up in a farm, walking barefoot and eating the same meal the whole day, your parents are earning, you know, $300, $400 a month, you know, that kept me going.
Wow.
So I need to better my life. I need to change the family. And I also need to instill the belief that it doesn't matter who you are, where you're from, God can still change your life. It doesn't matter what you've gone through.
Come on.
It doesn't matter how tough your upbringing was. Tomorrow is a brand new day. Tomorrow is an opportunity to turn things around. And that keeps me going.
Yeah. Thank you, man.
Wow. I love that. And being from the Eastern Cape, you probably have some good ngushu.
There we go, Mr. Griff. I must say, I do believe that you are actually not overseas. You are in the Eastern Cape. You are in Kumbu, as we speak.
I'm in Mthatha.
Yeah, there, you see? Right, you see?
I'm in Mthatha.
That's great for you. Family, you're still listening to Impact 103. And if you just tuned in and you're guessing, who are those people laughing on radio? It is Mr. Griff all the way on the other side of the equator, on top of the equator, like you say. My name is Jay Ross, and we've got Rory. And our guest today is Mr. Tembinkosi Phantsi. And you know what, bro? I don't know. There's on your bio, and when I googled you, you know, before I met you in person, I checked out your story, and I was so inspired by how you came up from being a janitor to being a dealership principal. Sure, that is amazing, man. For someone that's listening right now and that's lost hope and thinking, yeah, I don't have a job, and just complaining, bro, how did you do it?
Yeah.
How did you do
it? Wow. No, thanks, man. I think I remember when I was cleaning toilets at the restaurant, which was my first job, you know, was to clean toilets at the restaurant in Leisner. And I just decided or thought that, what if I clean these toilets with excellence, right? What will happen to me? Surely I will be noticed. Oh, geez, this guy can clean, you know? And before I even know it, I can move on to something else. And that's exactly what I did.
What?
So in everything that you do it with excellence.
Sure.
It's either you pray, do it with excellence. It's either you preach, do it with excellence. It's either you are J. Ross, you know, the great artist, do it with excellence. Because when you do something with excellence, you're actually pushing out positive energy to others to say, look at Tembinkosi, look at J. Ross, with excellence, I can do it. So let me stop being lazy. Let me stop taking life for granted. Let me stop complaining. You know what we're good at?
Yeah.
We're good at complaining that, oh, no, the economy, this, oh, no, this,
Yeah.
What is that going to change? It's not going to change anything. We need to change ourselves to say, I'm going to do everything that I do with excellence. Of course, you have to pray. Of course, you have to fellowship.
Yeah.
Just do everything with excellence. And look, I'm not saying I'm great. I'm not saying I'm successful. But God has been good to me. And I try to do everything and everything that I do in terms of business with excellence. I think also another part, JR, is to keep on remembering where you come from.
Yeah.
Most of the times, you know, we get to corporate space and you succeed, and the next thing you forget where you come from. You forget your background. You forget that you started somewhere. So you need to pave a way for another child to be able to get into the space. It's either your space or whatever space that they want to adventure in. But just pave a way for someone else. Pass it forward.
Sure. Wow, let's hold it right there. We're still chilling here on Impact 103 and Foreign Exchange. My man, Temi Gosi, Pansy, come back. We'll be right back, family. This is Foreign Exchange, Impact 103, family. It's that time of the show where we give you guys our verses, you know. And we are so blessed to have Temi Gosi. He's actually co-hosting the show with us, you know. I've got a WhatsApp that I'd like to read before Mr. Griff gives us his verse, because he's got the punchline verses. I know he's got a one up his sleeve.
Oh, stop it. I'm serious with my Bible verses sometimes, too.
All right. So this one says, hi, Impact man. We men of Assemblies of God, Sandton City Church, we are so proud of our brother, Temi Gosi Pansy, and others in business. He's indeed a true example of a Christian brother representing the kingdom of God out there in the corporate industry. Wow. We love you, man. Brothers for life, man. This is Percy Ingles.
Wow.
Ingles Touch.
Ingles
what
Touch.
Up, Mr. Percy Ingles? I know Percy Ingles, bro.
Oh, yeah.
Percy Ingles is one of the biggest giants in the gospel space, bro.
Yeah,
that guy.
Oh,
that,
wow.
Yo, shout out to you, Mr. Percy.
How about that?
Nice one, bro. So, Griff, what's your verse, bro?
My roommate Percy. Okay. Mine is 2 Peter 1, 3 through 4. And out of the New Living Translation, it reads, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all of this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. 2 Peter 1, 3 through 4.
Wait a minute.
What about you?
Griff, wait a minute. You didn't read that verse, bro. So you know that verse off by heart? Because you weren't reading right now.
No, I'm just, I know how to read, number one.
No. Because I'm looking at you right now, so I thought
it's
you
because
were...
Because it's on, first of all, stop gazing into my eyes while we... Boy, if you don't... Rory, what's your Bible verse before he look at you and tell you you ain't reading something either?
Memorize it before the show.
Oh, wow. I was surprised. I was like, oh, Griff's about to be a pastor now.
I be asking God. He'd be like, nah, you good where you at. I be making sure I'm being obedient. Go ahead, Rory. What's your Bible verse, baby?
Yeah. Mine is coming from Luke 18, verse 1. It's coming from the English Standard Version, and it reads, and he told them a parable to the effect that they ought to always pray and not to lose heart. I think sometimes we confuse our timing with God's timing. And I think we shouldn't lose heart in terms of the things that we want to achieve and continuously pray. And God will do it in his timing.
Oh, yeah. Wow. Mr. Temi Gosi, let's hear your verse, bro.
Yeah, well, I'm just blessed to be here and inspired. Mine is Jeremiah 29, verse 11. I'm reading from the NIV. For I know the plans I have for you, declares the Lord.
Come on.
Plans Come to on. Prosper you and not to harm you. Plans to give you hope and a future. And that, for me, is my verse of the day.
Wow.
That is one of my wife's favorite verses.
You're
right
kidding.
There,
that's also my wife's favorite verse. That's my wife's favorite verse.
Oh, is it?
I'm telling you.
Wow. Listen, she know that one right there.
Wow.
Jay Ross, Mr. Ponzi, I thought because you was with Audie, I thought you was going to come out of numbers.
Oh, man.
Okay, so my verse of the day, family, comes from Proverbs 3, verse 5, and it says, trust in the Lord with all your heart.
Come
and
on.
Not
oh, yeah.
On your own understanding.
Oh, yeah.
Now, that one.
That's just
look,
David one.
I don't know why you had to read that one out your phone. I know you know that one by heart, Jay.
Brother. Brother, I'm not a memory Bible man, bro. So what I do, bro, Bible verses, like, for instance, that one, Jeremiah 29:11, I had it here, dog. So I had
oh, did
more.
You?
Yeah, I did.
You had to change your verse real quick.
I was showing Rory. I was like, yeah, here we go. Here we go.
But Mr. Ponzi, and I'm going to just call you Mr. Ponzi because that sounds way better. The best part about... we're laughing that we pick the same verse,
yes.
But every week we pick the same verse. Like every week we go, yo, I picked that one too.
Yeah.
So it really just, when I don't believe in
coincidence.
I don't believe in coincidences, right? Mm. I believe that things are ordained and you have to pay attention. That means our spirits have been resting on the same Bible verse, the same,
amen.
You know, amen. The same intentionality of the Lord. So we just want to thank y'all. We want to thank you for being on the show, Mr. Ponzi. You are awesome. I am going to hit you up, and Roz is listening right now from New Jersey, and she said that game in school does remember so good. So thank you, man.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate it. Awesome to be on your show, guys. Thank
please,
you so
please,
much.
Please tell our listeners how they can reach you, bro, if you want to be reached.
Yeah. No, absolutely. On social media, it's Timbingosi Ponzi. They can also follow our Descender Bramfontein pages.
Yes.
They can also contact me on WhatsApp, telephone 079-767-1356. I'm that kind of person who doesn't hide his number because I'm assigned by God to do some work, and you never know what work one have to do. So yeah, please contact me at any given time.
Here we go. You heard it on Foreign Exchange Impact 103.